Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday we were talking about the fact that I'm a FOMO.
Yeah.
Or I have FOMO, which is a fear of missing out. Night before last, loads of people were at my flat laughing raucously downstairs, and I just didn't like it. I felt I was missing out, so I had to go downstairs.
In your dressing gown.
In my dressing gown, yeah. It's on Urban Dictionary. It's an official term.
FOMO. What, FOMO?
Yeah, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. The fear that if you miss a party or event, you'll miss out on something great.
Right. Yeah. So it is a recognised medical condition.
Yeah.
Because it's on Urban Dictionary.
Also, I think I'm a FOMO. P-H-O-M-O.
What's that?
Because that's on Urban Dictionary as well. A guy who is constantly texting or talking on his phone when at a party, club, bar, or any social event.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm a FOMO and a FOMO.
Well, what does FOMO stand for?
I don't know. Hang on.
Obviously it doesn't stand for anything. They've obviously just taken the first two letters of phone and added it to OMO.
Yeah. It's an American thing, because it says, "You FOMO, stop screwing around and finish beer pong." What's that? Yeah, but that's me. So I'm a FOMO and a FOMO. Good morning.
Hey, excellent, well done.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, where Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails. First one.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
OMG, I'm watching CSI on Channel 5, Tuesday the 12th of May, and you're on it. Why did you keep that quiet? You're the bartender, aren't you? Sylvia's boyfriend? Well done. You're up there with Ashley Simpson and her boyfriend from Fallout Boy. They have made cameos. Anyway, that's all. I better carry on watching or I'll get confused. Love you, Amy.
Had quite a few emails and texts about this. Apparently I look like the bloke on CSI the other night.
You haven't done a cameo in CSI, though, have you? You really would have.
I would have snapped that up.
Yeah.
If Pete Wentz has done it, I'm going to do it.
I thought you were dancing in the Eurovision that night, anyway. Was that the night before?
That was the night before.
That video's still on your webpage, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, you look lovely in those tight black trousers.
It's me dancing for Montenegro. I wasn't in CSI, it just was a lookalike, yeah.
Also, you wouldn't play a barman, would you? You can only play a journalist or a policeman.
And why would I say yes to CSI when I've already done Casualty? You know what I'm saying? Next.
Dear Scott, did you watch this week's Snog, Marry, Avoid?
No.
There was a trio of grown men parading around in glitter and man thongs. They're called the Glitter Bandits. I thought maybe they could be a guest on next week's show. I'm sure you will love their glittery bums. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Good. This is a show on channel and on BBC Three, I think. Mm-hmm. Snog, Marry, Avoid. You got a picture there, Becky?
Yeah, I'm just showing Chappers. Do you think we should get them in? Maybe Tulip could book these guests.
Yeah, I think they're more Tulip's cup of tea than mine.
Next week is Best Guest Week on the show. We have to book, everybody has to book one person. How's it going, Chappers?
Yeah, coming along.
You haven't done anything, have you?
Coming along. Well, I don't want to reveal what I've got planned.
Becky? I've got a really good one.
I'm going to sort it out this afternoon.
I've got a good one.
Who's yours?
I can't say. Just turn up with a guest next week, yeah?
Okay.
Every day next week, every member of the team has to pick a guest. Me, Chappers, One Doesn't Speak, Becky and Tulip off the news have to pick a guest.
I don't believe you've got one right.
We have to book one ourselves. I really have. And it's going to be great.
But he's making some demands at the moment, some diva-ish demands,
yeah,
so
he's
not sure if he's going to go with that one or choose a different one.
He wants a twin room for the night.
Really?
Yeah. Not sure if we can stretch to that.
No.
Really not. It's like, this is the Radio 1 morning show. Hello. Twin room. Next.
Chappers, you went to my brother's school. I go to the superior girls' school nearby, Withington, and we're petitioning to get your picture on the MGS Wall of Fame. Please read my text out. I'm bored doing GCSE revision. XX.
Right. I wasn't aware there was a wall of fame at the school.
Who else would be on it? Did any other famous people?
Who else would be on it? Mike Atherton. Who used to be an England cricketer and now works for Sky.
Don't know him.
He's quite famous.
Yeah, did you go to a sports school?
There was a lot of sport, yeah.
Was there?
Can you not tell?
Yeah.
Mm. And the bloke that played Gandhi.
I don't know that.
Ben Kingsley. He's been in lots of films, hasn't
that's
he?
Quite
is he
impressive.
In your year?
Uh, Look how you made his little orange face light up at that.
Next.
So, yeah, so me, Mike Atherton and Gandhi.
Hi. Just went to the garage to fill up, and while I was paying, I noticed the girl's tattoos on her arm, which looked great. I said to the girl that I really liked the look of her tats. She got really offended because she thought I said something else. They've got Radio 1 playing in their garage, so I'd be grateful if you'd apologise to her for me. Rich from Cheltenham.
Oh, Rich, what are you doing?
Oh,
nice tat.
I quite like how forward he was.
I know.
Easy misunderstanding,
really
though,
is.
Isn't it?
I'm in Cheltenham tonight.
Oh, yeah, check out the garage.
I might shout out. Nice tats.
See, she's got good tats. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Becky's well depressed now.
What, because of a hole in her
Well,
hoodie?
That as well, but yeah. When I just looked up my fat age on the internet and it says I'm like 36 or something. Because I ate too many cakes.
What is it?
How did you do
this,
your
like,
fat
age calculator that I found on the website.
Is it in the papers today?
It's in one of the papers today, yeah.
Right.
And you type in, like, how many times you eat bad stuff in a week, and then it tells you how old you are and your fat age. And it's basically just, like, age me by 10 years because I eat too many cakes and sweets.
You know you've left your results on the screen.
No.
Read it.
It says your fat age is 33 and your saturated fat age is 36.
That's because I like cheese. So
that's even worse.
Don't read out how many times I eat cheese a week because it's a lot.
Well, I can't see the cheese.
Don't read the top one.
No, right, there are. How many times a week do you eat pizza? Twice. That seems quite a lot.
Twice a week?
Yeah, but get this, right? Forget the cakes and everything. This is what she's filled in.
Don't read
how
it.
How many times a week do you eat red meat? 3 times a week.
I'm a vegetarian.
How many times a week do you eat sausages, burgers or pies? 4 times a week. How many times a week do you eat chicken? 14.
14 a week.
I don't think there are that many meals in a week for you to have 14 bits of chicken, 2 pizzas, 4 sausages, burgers or pies, and 3 portions of red meat.
I put a lot because it... Look, chicken's healthy, isn't it?
Chicken is healthy, yeah. I think you're grateful that your fat age is 33, to be honest.
I thought it might bring it down a bit if I put lots of white meat. That's meant to be good. Don't read the...
What, don't read how many times a week do you eat cakes or pastries? 14.
Recently, because we've been on breakfast, we've been getting donuts, and then last night I had some cake as well, so I thought if that's an average day, then times it by 7 and I'm...
Could you put mine in, please?
Well, am I?
Yeah.
Put mine in.
Okay.
Age? 28.
I will put your right age in, right? How many times...
Oh, this is going to take ages.
How many times a week do you eat cakes or sweets or pastries?
Do it off air so it's accurate, because you're blatantly just lying now.
Okay. Once.
We'll do it off air.
Okay, let's do it. Podcast. Got some exciting news.
Yeah?
Yesterday I found out I am going to be an uncle.
Oh, oh yeah.
For the first time.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah? I just think about... The little child.
My brother's fiancé is actual pregnant.
That's very... Congratulations
to her.
How good is that?
Very good.
Don't be a bad influence on it.
No, seriously.
It. Don't look after it. We don't know what it is yet, do we? You have to say it.
It's still an it.
You still can't call it it.
Well,
you can, can't.
All right, on the baby.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, anything I need to know?
Say no to babysitting.
Right.
Because I don't think you'll be very good.
Yeah.
There was an incident, remember when I had that fake baby? Remember that?
Yeah, didn't you? What did you do? Put it in the fridge or
something? Yeah. Do you know this, Becky?
No.
I had a fake baby. You know those ones they give to teenage girls?
Why did you have... Was this part of the show? Or just something you decided to do?
About 3 years ago it was, at least. And I took it to the pub. And
that's another thing that's not particularly wise to do for a while.
But it's one of those babies that, like, it's obviously a toy. Not a toy, but it's like a...
A learning thing,
that's it. And every time it needs feeding, it cries. Every time it, you know... Once a winding, it cries, and it got annoying after a while, so...
That's what happens.
So, I did... It just wouldn't stop crying. And then I put it on the top of my car.
Why?
Because it wasn't a real baby. I was just trying to get some stuff out of my car. So I placed it on the top for a few seconds. It fell off the roof of my car.
I really hope your brother's listening to
this. And then the head fell off. And then it wouldn't... And then you could see the wires and everything, and it wouldn't stop crying. It was like, all night. So then I put it in the fridge, which is an airlock, therefore you can't really hear it. It was freezing when I got it out in the morning.
Yeah,
but obviously I wouldn't do that to my new actual
baby.
I'd
say that's very advisable.
But yeah,
But
are you pleased for me?
I'm really pleased.
I'm pleased for you. Not as pleased for the child that's going to arrive.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
And now...
What are those kids and old people on about?
I didn't cough, did I? Because there's no kids. So it is.
What are those kids and old people on about?
What are those old people on about on Radio 1? There is a drop-in centre near Radio 1 where old people drop in before they drop off. And
you can't say that. It's like a youth club, isn't it?
Yeah.
You mean go for a snooze, don't you?
Yeah.
Drop off.
Yeah, yeah. They love a snooze, don't
they? Have their afternoon nap.
Yeah. And we take them biscuits and donuts and stuff, and we show them pictures of famous people. They describe what they see, and you guess who they're talking about from their descriptions. Even though the old people are getting slightly diva-ish at the moment.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I thought it only happened after Christmas when, you know, when we took them biscuits and then they said that they were on a diet so they wanted fruit. Have they been making more demands since then?
See, I would think that 12 donuts would be enough, but obviously not.
Did they want more?
Yeah.
Apparently, they said, oh, we're going to have to go halves on these.
Yeah.
How many of them were there?
Not that many, I don't think.
12 donuts, not enough.
You know the one that speaks like that?
Yeah.
She's my favourite.
Yeah.
As we left, she went, bring more donuts next time.
I so want to meet them.
So, for example, we show them a picture of a famous person. They describe it. This one, for example.
His hair points in the middle and goes back. And he looks like a bit like Doughboy. He's got a saying.
And you would say that is Sir Alan Sugar. It was a previous one we did. So, it's Becky V. Chappers. Let me know how you do on 81199. Here is, what are those old people on about? First one is quite easy. Listen to the clues. We show them a picture of famous people.
Oh, yes, I know those two. He's a nice young man, isn't he? And I'm trying to think of their names. That's dreadful. Somebody and somebody. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
But I've actually seen them driving along in their car once. I was on a bus... And they were driving along. So there we go.
Bring more donuts next time.
Any ideas so
Richard
far?
Richard and Judy.
Do you think?
Well, somebody and somebody.
Yeah, more clues?
And
the icons, or they were.
They're both the same birth sign.
Are they? Did you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, they're quite good. Yes. They're quite good. Yes. And they run an actual book type of thing.
Oh, you might be right, Chopper.
You're right.
It's a shame they're not there anymore, really. She used to tell him off every now and again, didn't she?
I think they're going to give up.
I wonder what they're going to do. I'd like to think they'd come back. Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. She just goes, yeah.
I like the fact they couldn't remember their names, but knew they both shared the same birth sign.
I know, that is weird. So, some of the clues.
They're both the same birth sign.
They're quite good. But I've actually seen them driving along in their car once. I was on a bus.
So, same birth sign, quite good. Saw them once when you were on a bus. Mm. It was Richard and Judy. Really? Yeah, surprise. Okay, they get harder now. Listen to the clues.
Well, that wasn't exactly easy.
I think that was quite easy. Listen to the clues. Who are those old people on about?
Oh, I say. He looks a bit Italian. I'm only saying that because I am Italian. Half Italian. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's a comedian.
Comedian. Yeah. I'm sure he's a comedian.
I do like dark jumpers on men.
She loved it, that one.
Do you?
Like dark jumpers on men? No, I like grey hoodies.
Oh.
Good. It's well, you're in luck,
darling. That's what both of you two are wearing.
So, looks like he might be Italian, might be a comedian.
And he's got on a dark jumper.
Dark jumper, which I love.
Michael McIntyre.
Peter Kay.
No. Next clue.
He looks like a young cousin of mine, and I've got to tell you his name. Cladonoro Sardotti. Now, that is a name, isn't it? And it takes to swallow, doesn't it? Cladonoro.
Oh,
absolutely.
Right, so reminds her of a young cousin, Cladonoro Sardotti.
The very last bit of that, where she sounds like Catherine Tate's dad.
He looks like a young cousin of mine, and I've got to tell you his name, Cladonoro Sardotti. Now, that is a name, isn't it? And it takes to swallow, doesn't it? Cladonoro, my man. Absolutely.
I like the way you could hear Pippa going, oh, that's exotic, yeah.
It's Pippa who works upstairs. She has to go and visit the drop-in centre before they drop off. Any more?
Right.
Frank Skinner.
Ricky Gervais.
No. Next.
He's not a boxer, is he? No, because he hasn't got that sort of face. Now, he's not a dancer. Gymnast? Yes. He's a footballer. No. Well, I've gone through the lot now. Let me see. Not a motor racer. I've gone through the lot. Now, what are you? Please tell me.
Might be a gymnast. Might be a footballer. Might be a motor racer. Any ideas?
Or it might still be a comedian.
Might be a comedian. Does remind her of Gladnoro Satorti.
Jimmy Carr.
Beppe off of EastEnders, off of the 90s.
Hey!
I can't think of anyone.
The answer is...
Oh, it's Chris Royle.
Chris Moyle. Moyle.
That's right. I should have known about you. I'm very, very sorry, Chris Moyle. I'll remember that in the future.
Yeah, Chris Royle?
Chris Royle.
Who's Chris Royle?
Chris Moyles.
Oh, Chris Moyles. Right.
Oh, it's Chris Royle.
Chris Moyle.
Moyle.
Chris Moyle.
He looks like a gymnast. I mean, I like a joke.
I like a joke. It's obvious when you know, though.
He looks a bit Italian, gymnast. I do like dark jumpers on men. He looks like a young cousin of mine.
It was Chris Royle off the Chris Royle show. Okay.
On his way to training at the on the high beam or whatever right. It's called.
Now, the third one is a
I think he'd do the rings.
The third one is a mystery one. Even I don't know who this is, right? I don't know the answer to this.
Okay.
So let's all guess along together. What are those old people on about?
Two fairly slim young women, one bit taller than the other. Both have fluffed up, rather unruly, quite a lot of fair hair.
My goodness, look at the hair. They look like snowballs, don't they, on their head? My goodness. Yes.
No idea what she does or who she is.
Any clues?
Two women.
Yeah.
Trini and Suzanne.
That's what I'm saying as well.
With big snowball hair?
Yeah.
No idea.
French and Saunders? Next.
Bit of a frumpy old dress, isn't it? Oh, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, it's not a she, it's a he.
Is that a bloke? Do you know, I'm not absolutely sure.
This bloke likes to dress in drag for fun.
Now, the person with her, yes, he is another one.
He's another one?
It's men dressed as women.
Right.
Little Britain.
Yes.
Yes. Matt Lucas, David Walliams.
Yeah.
Next.
It's very, very good. If he's aiming to look like a woman, it's very, very good, yes. Yes, he has me convinced.
Suits him.
No, I mean, a lot of men that that do it, they really do look masculine. But she doesn't, really.
I bet they look nice and bright walking along the street with that head of hair. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Any idea?
I don't know the answer. What do I do now, one that doesn't speak?
Becky, do you know the answer? Shall I say what the answer is? I think it might be you and your flatmate dressed as 80s sitcom Golden Girls at your party.
No! Why did you show them that picture?
It's very, very good. If he's aiming to look like a woman, it's very, very good, yes. Yes, he has me convinced.
Suits him.
No, I mean, a lot of men that do it, they really do look masculine. But she doesn't, really.
I bet they look nice and bright walking along the street with that head of hair. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Is that me dressed as Susan Boyle?
That's you, yeah. Well, yeah, you dressed as Susan Boyle and your flatmate.
Why have you shown the pictures of me dressed as Subo?
You look very feminine, apparently.
Bit of a frumpy old dress, isn't it? Oh, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, it's not a she, it's a he.
Is that a bloke? Do you know, I'm not absolutely sure.
This bloke likes to dress in drag for fun.
Now, the person with her, yes, he is another one.
Two fairly slim young women, one bit taller than the other, both have fluffed up, rather unruly, quite a lot of fair hair. Right.
My goodness, look at the hair. They look like snowballs, don't they, on their head? My goodness. Yes.
No idea what she does or who she is.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, them convinced.
Yeah. I can't believe that you showed that picture. Radio 1 Podcast. So we've just done our little fat test off air.
Now you gave, right, hang on, there is one thing I forgot to do. I'll just start that again. Everything else is fine, but I had you down as a female, not a male. No, that changes it a lot, actually. Anyhow, you gave really healthy answers to virtually everything.
On a good week, I am healthy.
Like, you don't have crisps, you don't have butter, one pizza a week, one portion of cheese a week.
Don't like biscuits.
No biscuits, one chocolate bar.
Bearing in mind, Becky put like 14 burgers or something.
Yeah, you eat a lot of chicken, maybe two sausages or burgers, right? Uh-huh. So your fat age is 39.
How rude!
But your saturated fat age is 51.
Why?
I don't know.
I think because you said you had 20 lattes a day.
What a load of rubbish. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Fall Out Boy, Radio 1. Still not as good as Wings' version, though.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, better disappear. The fire in this eye and the words are really clear. So, baby, just baby.
Oh, I miss Wing a bit.
She sent her new album in yesterday.
Really?
Very exciting. I've got it here. Now, bear in mind, her album's called Beat It, chosen by her fans.
Yeah.
What do you think the picture on the front is?
Oh, no, it's not Wing dressed as Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, that would have been good.
Is it her dressed as a boxer, ready to beat something?
Scott, I'll pass it over to you.
I've not seen this.
What is it?
It appears to be Wing with a baseball bat.
Ready to pounce.
Oh, my God.
She's going to get you, isn't she?
She is. You better leave while you can.
She's no macho man.
She's not. Oh, Candle in the Wind's on it. Can I play this? Is that all right?
Do you not want to play Wing Beneath Your Wings?
No. Hang on. Oh, this brings back so many happy memories of the big weekend in Maidstone last year. I'm so glad she's put this on one of her albums. That's amazing.
Goodbye, England Rose. May you ever glory in our heart. You were the grace that placed itself where life burnt on our path.
Remember, she did this before anywhere else. She performed in this studio. Did like a little dress rehearsal for the big weekend last year. I can't believe that was a year ago.
I was so moved by it that I think the camera was shaking a bit as I was filming.
It was.
I think you must be the first person ever to say Candle in the Wind brings back happy memories.
Oh, yeah. Your name.
And listen to me. You live your life like a candle.
We need to get Wing in the musical, surely. Should we fly over again?
Well, that's
from New Zealand.
That's your call, really.
3 nights at Edinburgh Festival. We are doing Scott Mills the musical. It's booked. The theatre's booked. 300 people a night, is it?
Yeah,
300
at least.
People.
Is it not 350?
Don't know. Amazing.
I think we'll start with 300.
Imagine if Wing had a cameo. How much would you like that, everybody?
She's been talking about doing some sellout dates.
She could be the person playing herself.
She wanted to do a residency between Britney and Michael Jackson at the O2, but maybe Edinburgh Festival will be as good. Scott Mills. Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily. Can you explain to the confused people why you're dressed as an old woman?
It was a party at my house a couple of weeks ago, instigated by my flatmate, where we had to dress up as some old women from an 80s sitcom. He looks really good in drag, actually. Me, I do look like Subo.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say he looks really good. But he carries
it off. He's like a lady of the night.
He carries it off better than you do, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Alex.
Hi, Alex, where are you today?
I'm in that London.
Oh, that London, what are you doing?
Just getting ready for work.
What do you work as?
I work for Thompson Fly's cabin crew.
Oh, where are you going today?
I'm going to Palmer.
Palmer off of Mallorca?
It is, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, I love your job, it's well glamorous.
How
do you normally describe Alex's job again?
Waitress in the sky?
Yeah, that's the more polite versions of things I've heard.
Sorry, Alex.
That's all right.
That was ages ago, I've reformed my views. How can I help?
I was wondering, you know that picture that you're on about you dressed up as lovely ladies?
Yeah.
Well, I say lovely. Would it be possible to put them online?
Absolutely not, no.
Why? Because then we can all judge. See,
exactly.
You could have it next to the original picture or a picture of the ladies in question, and we can vote how much you look like them.
I don't look like him at all.
Well,
it's not for you to decide, Scott, really.
And the dress I'm wearing looks like a maths puzzle.
it looks like one of those shopping trolleys that old ladies have, doesn't it? Those ones they wheel along. I can go and do that if you want.
What do Becky and Chappers think about
that? Well, I think it should definitely go up, and as I'm the one that does that sort of thing, I can go and put it up now for you.
Okay, good.
It'll be up in a while.
Scott has no say in the matter anyway, does
he?
No,
he doesn't. Doesn't seem that way, does it? Have a good day.
Love you.
Love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do this. It's only Bloody Friday.
Oh, what's the kiddie?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. You tell me what happened next. Text me, 81199.
Oh, what's the kiddie?
Everyone texts is going, give him the key, give him the key. He's your friend, give him the key. Oh, I just think it's a bit weird.
At least if he's got a key, then you don't have to worry about your keys.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Several people just want to check, one of them being Lawrence and Exeter, that your friend isn't an MP.
No.
On the quiet and going to claim some kind of expenses from
not
your flat.
Not as far as I'm aware. No.
Right, okay. Ooh,
topical.
That was, wasn't it? Well, wow. Lawrence and Exeter.
Can you imagine Scott being friends with an MP?
Right, I think we should. I think we should move on.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here's your first situation today. Right, if you could be a famous person, anybody in the world, who would it be? Becky.
Jessica Simpson.
Why?
Because I love her.
Yeah. I'd be Nick Lachey.
I don't want to be Jessica Simpson anymore.
Now, if I say David Beckham. If I say David Beckham, are you going to say you want to be Victoria?
No.
Right.
Well, we all know that you fancy David Beckham a little bit.
Eric Cantona.
Why?
Because I love him.
Actual love?
Have you seen his new movie, Chappers?
No, but I want to. Looking for Eric, isn't it? Wasn't it? Being Eric or something like that.
It looks good, actually.
It does. Mm. It's about a postman called Eric.
Oh, you've really sold it.
Who befriends Eric Cantona, I think.
Wow. Plot spoiler. Anyway, we went on to Special Street, you know the one.
I think it's a true story.
You know the street we went on to?
Yeah,
Stupid Street. And we are six people. If you could be any famous person in the whole wide world and the history of the world, who would it be? My question to you is, on Stupid Street, what was the most popular answer?
Oh,
who do they most want to be in the whole world? Becky.
Cheryl Cole.
Chappers.
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
Oh yeah, and let's think. They really give rational answers on Stupid. I mean, you could pick. I mean, this is the history of the world. The likelihood of actually getting this right is quite small.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
We are Stupid Street. If you could be any famous person for a day, who would it be? Let's find out the most popular answer.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
Vinnie Jones.
If you were Vinnie Jones, do you think you'd get the ladies for the day?
Maybe a woman with a fetish for ex-Wimbledon players. Probably Brad Pitt along those lines.
Yeah? How come you picked Brad?
I don't know, he's just got fashion. Sense.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be?
What's his name? I can't remember his name. The one from North England. Smart guy, knew what he was talking about. Yeah, that would be, I'd like to be him.
Good.
I'd be something out of Home and Away.
Who would you be out of Home and Away?
Fit one.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
I'd be Barbara Windsor for the day. That'd be brilliant, yeah. Definitely Barbara Windsor.
I'd be, I've forgotten her name now. Thingy in EastEnders, I'd be her sister. I think she's got a sister, but I'd be her other sister.
Which character are we talking about?
The one in the pub.
Barbara Windsor?
Says, give me my pub. She goes, give me my pub.
So you think you'd be Barbara Windsor?
I'd be her sister.
Who's her sister?
Well, she's got one sister, but I'll be her other sister.
But is she a soap star?
Of course she's a soap star. She's in the pub.
Are you sure it's not her daughter's?
No, she's in the pub. Barbara Windsor owns the pub.
I can't remember his name. The one from North England. Smart guy. He knew what he was talking about.
Who's that?
That could be anybody, couldn't it?
I love her.
Give me my pub. She goes, give me my pub.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Barbara Windsor owns the pub.
You see, you two laughed at my Lewis Hamilton, but there was Brad Pitt, somebody from Home and Away, and Barbara Windsor twice.
The most popular answer, if you could be any celebrity for a day, was Barbara Windsor. No points. Next. You know the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
They're nice, aren't they?
They were very pleasant when we met them, yeah.
They are like robots. They're Disney trained through and through, but they are really nice.
They were very intense.
Yeah. I'd go as far to say they're awesome.
Would you?
Yeah, they're on with Edith. They were on this week. With Edith from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My question to you, when they were on, how many times did the Jonas Brothers say the word awesome? Becky?
25.
Chops?
12.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here are, on Edith's show, the awesome Jonas Brothers.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
And it's awesome.
Sorts wow.
Wow,
it's
awesome. It was pretty awesome.
Which was awesome.
I'm going to play your new single right now. It's called
awesome.
Paranoid.
He's awesome.
Saying lovely.
Love
have you ever partaken?
That's legit. That's
yeah,
awesome.
This is from Lauren.
That's just awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
It was 14. Was it?
Yeah.
14 awesomes, which means Chappers gets a point. Well done, Chops.
Oh. Oh. What's the kidding?
Awesome. Last one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah. He's not having a key, all right, to my house.
No. But he is a fan of all things Indian.
Right.
You know this?
No.
He loves India.
Okay.
Now, I decided to give him a special treat yesterday.
Gaylord Restaurant, good morning.
Hello, is that the Gaylord?
It is.
Hello, it's Scott, you all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm just ringing to ask what the hottest curry is that you have.
Hottest curry we have? Vindaloo.
Okay, so if I wanted to get my friend a really, really hot curry, what vindaloo?
It can go beyond that also, but we have vindaloo on the menu, but besides that, we can do the pal, it's called the pal.
Oh, is that even worse?
It could be hot.
And that'll make you sweat a bit.
Yeah, that's fine, and you can have green chilies at the side nicely.
That sounds good, I'll do that.
Okay.
Oh yeah, see, so I got the Gaylord to...
They do good curries.
They do. To make the one that doesn't speak... A special, really hot vindaloo with extra chilies on the side and made him eat it. Here's my question to you. How many questions could the one that doesn't speak get right? Questions about India whilst eating the really hot vindaloo. How many questions?
Oh, this is going to sound horrible. None.
Becky?
Oh, three.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Obviously, we have changed his voice to protect his identity. Here is the one that doesn't speak, eating a hot vindaloo. How many questions could he get right about India? We're giving you 1 minute to answer as many questions as you can about India whilst eating this extremely hot curry.
Bring it on.
And go. How old is India?
600 years.
34,000 years old.
Oh, hot.
How many trips does India, as a country, make to the cinema each year, more than any other?
12.
4 billion. All right.
Oh, water! My mouth is on fire.
What year did India get its independence?
1901.
1947. What is the currency of India?
The rupee.
Correct.
I'm on fire!
Which oil is popularly used for cooking in North India?
Curry oil.
Groundnut oil. What three colours make up the national flag of India?
Green, red and blue.
Saffron, white and green.
It's so hot.
Which popular board game was invented in India?
Monopoly.
Chess. Right.
Oh, I need the water.
That was the one that didn't speak. Voice changed. Eating a hot vindaloo.
Thanks for pointing that out.
The answer was one. Just one question right.
I'm on fire!
So I give Becky the point there, don't I?
No, you give me the point.
You said none.
Yeah, and Becky said three.
Okay, yeah, you're nearer. So Chappers wins today's... Oh, what's occurring?
I'm on fire! Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now we're going to try and get this as a text alert for your phone today on the Radio 1 mobile site and also online. It's the one that doesn't speak through a voice changer earlier on Oh, What's Occurring? Eating a really hot vindaloo with extra green chilies on the side.
I'm on fire!
Some people really wanted that as their text alert when the phone goes off.
I'm on fire!
So we'll sort that out. And also, you can now, online, see the photo that the old people were describing earlier on in the show.
Two fairly slim young women, one a bit taller than the other, both have fluffed up, rather unruly, quite a lot of fair hair.
My goodness, look at the hair. They look like snowballs, don't they, on their head? My goodness, yes.
No idea what she does or who she is.
What we do is we go to an old people's drop-in centre near Radio 1, show them some pictures of famous people, they describe what they see, and then you guess who they're talking about.
And who was that?
It's actually a picture of me and my flatmate dressed up as women. Now, this did happen behind closed doors, and you know me, Chappers, I'm quite a private person.
Yes.
So some leak who was at my party for old women has given the picture to someone here. And I will find out who it is. I will hunt you down.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Laura, who used to work on the
right,
show.
I thought so.
No, her boyfriend. No, don't jump to conclusions.
Good detective work, though, there, Scott. You've got
took
it
you
out
ages,
of her.
So yeah. What are you going to do to him?
He sent it, not Laura.
No, he sent it.
Right,
so what are you going to do?
No, it's all right. It's been noted.
Yeah, but what are you
going
to do?
So now you know who it is and you're scared of him. You're not going to do anything.
I'll work out something.
Bit of a frumpy old dress, isn't it? Oh, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, it's not a she, it's a he.
Is that a bloke? Do you know, I'm not absolutely sure.
This bloke likes to dress in drag, for fun. Now, the person with her, yes, he is another one.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I didn't just dress in drag for no reason. It was
there was a very good reason, wasn't there?
It was an 80s sitcom party. That's why.
Which means you have to go as a woman, doesn't it?
Well, that was the theme. It was my flatmate's idea, not
what,
mine.
What, 80s sitcom equals men must dress up as women?
Also, can I just point out that when they said, oh, I don't know that it's a woman or a man, that they were talking about my flatmate, not about me, because I look every inch of a man.
How do you know?
It's very, very good if he's aiming to look like a woman. It's very, very good, yes. Yes, he has me convinced.
Suits him.
No, I mean, a lot of men that do it, they really do look masculine. But she doesn't, really.
I bet they look nice and bright walking along the street with that head of hair. Yeah, lovely.
It was a wig from a joke shop. Have a look at the picture now online, if you want. bbc.co.uk/radio1. My flatmate just looks like a lady of the night. I resemble Susan Boyle.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.